Thanks for listening to the Revival Today podcast with evangelist Adalys Shuttlesworth. To stay connected, check us out on Facebook and Instagram or online at revivaltoday.com. Now, here's evangelist Adalys.
Where my people at? Where my people at? Where my people at? Where my people at? Hold on. Just getting comfy. Hi, Linda from South Africa. Hi, Rachel Roach. Let's do this. This is episode 73. You're listening to the podcast, Adalys Shuttlesworth podcast. You know what? I know that doesn't sound fancy. It's not like a cool name. I get it. Adalys Shuttlesworth. Doesn't even have like a good ring to it. Doesn't like just like, you know, just flow out of your mouth like Sinead O'Connor. Or like Ram DaCosta, you know, like Sarah Vidalich. I wish that was my name. It's not. Adalys Shuttlesworth. Honestly, my signature is just a big fat S with a line through it. Because who's got the time to write Shuttlesworth? I feel so sorry for my daughter, Camila. It's not fair. You know, she's got somebody in her classroom or something who's got like three letters in his last name. It's like Bay or something like that. B-A-Y. Like, come on. And I got to teach her the alphabet for her last name. 13 letters. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Mags will be here shortly, momentarily. It's gonna be a little crazy today. On today's podcast, because my dog, let me just remind you that Revival Today has an Instagram. So listen, just go subscribe, click follow or whatever you have to do. There's just so many things that you have to like link and subscribe to and all this kind of stuff. So, but it'll be rewarding. Just do it and you'll love it. But anyway, so my dog, Christopher, he's been getting some pow-pows from his mama. That's me. Because he is now digging a hole in my front yard. And this is a rental unit. Okay? So this cannot happen. And so yesterday, as I was cleaning my house, which is still kind of cray, because I'm reorganizing it, like just getting ready for the winter. This might be a word for somebody. It's time to clean out the mess. Season's over. Let's move on with declutter. And that's what I'm doing right now. But this cat, my dog, comes in with muddy paws. He's got like a black beard, black paws, and he's a cream colored dog. And he wants to jump in to my house. No, sir. So I said, don't ever do this again. And I know he understands me. I don't know if you are a pet owner, but they understand what you're saying. They really do. And so this morning, I open the door and he goes, now, if you can't see me because you are on the podcast, he literally just, his face just falls to the floor, just falls to the ground like this. Just because he knows he's got this like convicted face, like crap. Like I didn't mean to do this, but I totally just gave into it. And that's where we are at today. So he went to the groomers because I'm like, I'm not throwing you in my bathtub again. I'm just not, I can't do it. And so he's coming back from the groomers, cut his nails, because we all know that's a problem. And that's where we're at. So I'm waiting. So I'm just, yes, he dropped his head. That's what I was trying to say, Pastor Mike, but it was just not English. So anyway, he's coming in. Mags is coming in. Someone's bringing me coffee at some point. So it's just going to just stay put. Stay with it. I got a word. I got a word for you. And that word is, are you ready? That's the word for today. Thank you. I forgot about that. Forgot we were doing that. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you don't know who that is Brother Ted Shuttlesworth. And are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready? This is going to be really interesting. That song is available on iTunes or whatever platform. Just get it. Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready? I think Rom's doing it manually. Are you ready? Are you ready? That was slow. That was a little slow, Rami. Rom, are you ready? Rom, I'm talking to you. What was wrong? Are you ready? Are you ready? This is a challenge now that every time I say the title, that one that I just said, he's going to try to play that. So we might say, are you ready just for kicks today? Anyway, so the topic at hand is what we had just said previously. Are you ready? And I was just on the heels of what we were talking about this morning, recognizing the season. I encourage you, if you have yet to subscribe, as my daughter would say, to our podcast on Revival Today, do so, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, or go on our Facebook page, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, Adalys Shuttlesworth. Like our page on Facebook or YouTube. Go to YouTube and find these messages. They're great. Once you're done here, just make your way over to the YouTube channel and boom shakalaka. Also what my daughter would say. Don't know where that came from. I don't know how she knows that. You will be blessed by that message this morning. The understanding the season that you're in, the deciphering, being aware of what season it is, because it will help you stay on track, and it will help you decipher the blessing, the season, where you're at, and how to approach life. It's so important to know what season you're in. And I know it's cliche to talk about the seasons, and you're just in the season of harvest and the season of no, but there's truth to it. And if you recognize that season, it will help you a lot. In fact, it'll help you substantially because it will tell you, wait, I'm still in this season and I have to submit. I'm still in the season and I have to plant my seed. There's a time for sowing my seed. I gotta sow. It's not time for harvest right now. No. So recognizing that, but on the heels of that is, are you ready? And I'm not just talking about, are you ready for the return of Jesus Christ? I'm not. Are you ready? Are you ready? No, if I say it back to back and you don't get it the first second, you're done. You can't do it. You can't do it. No, you can't do it. If you have to wait 5 seconds to do it, you're cut. You missed your opportunity, Rom. I'm keeping him on his toes today. So anyway, I'm not just talking about staying ready. I'm talking about continuing in like being ready. Are you ready? I didn't say, are you ready? I said being ready. Rom, you got to be ready. No. No, you did it wrong. So you need to be in order. See, because we just don't know when these opportunities are going to arise. Okay? Do you smell what I'm stepping in? You smell where I'm going? You see where I'm going with this? You know, you need to be ready so that when the season arrives or when the opportunity arrives, you are absolutely prepared. You need to stay prepared, be prepared, because, this is going to affect these seasons. And Titi Emma, if you're watching, la temporada, that means season in Spanish. It just popped into my head. So you need to prepare yourself. You need to stay prepared, be prepared at every season. Because we studied and we looked at different seasons with the scriptures, Genesis 8:22, this morning, and how there's a season, a seed time and harvest. There's cold and heat. There's summer and winter. There's day and night, and these things are cyclical. But sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we're stuck and we don't know how to get unstuck, and preparation is key for that. Are you ready? Fail. Nope, fail. No, don't fail. Fail. He wasn't ready. Ram was not ready for that opportunity. So he wants to do it. He wants to do it his own way. And I say no. So his opportunity is snuffed out. It's cut off. Are you ready? Are you ready? That was fast. That was fast. That was much faster, Ronnie. That was much faster. Anywho, so we need to be prepared. And this is why this is so important, okay, in the heels of what we were talking about, those seasons, because there is a time for preparation. I know I said that like so Spanish, but... A preparation. There is a preparation time that needs to take place in your life in order for you to be exposed, in order for people to notice, in order for that season of breakthrough to come. It just doesn't come and fall on your lap and you're like, I didn't even do anything. Oh my gosh.
Realize.
Exactly. Jesse J. Exactly. So don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be prepared. You need to stay ready. Who's up there? Mags? I knew it. I knew she was coming. I knew it. I felt that she was coming. My husband's on. Hi, Jonathan. You look really good last night. I miss you. Oh, my gosh. Here he is. Here he is. Hold on, everybody. Time out. You're carrying him like a baby. Yes. Yes. I want you to come in on this as well, Jesse. He only weighs like 80 pounds. Stop. He's a little baby.
Let me see your nails. Let me see your nails.
Oh, they did catch him.
Did they blow dry his hair?
They blow dried.
They blow dried his hair. You can't see him. Now he's like.
He loves that rug. Look at him.
Yeah. What I like to call him is he's my accent rug because he doesn't do much. Why not, John?
Oh, my gosh.
Why not?
That's... What?
Why not?
Wow. That is... This is a family program.
Oh, my gosh.
Anywho, so my dog is literally an accent rug.
Come here, Christopher.
He just lays down there and just beautifies a room. Doesn't do much else.
That's a fact.
He doesn't do much else.
I selected him. And when we went to meet the entire family, yes. Okay, I met the mom, I met the dad, I met his siblings, which most of them we now own. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Like Jessica has...
sister.
Sister, Honey, and then Rom and Rachel have Nala, which is another sister. But the one dog that literally came up to me and sat at my feet and like... fell asleep, I was like, this is the dog. because anything else too high energy is just going to be too much for you. He's the perfect dog.
He's the perfect dog for me.
100%.
Perfect dog for me. Jonathan 100%. Doesn't really care for him. Because Jonathan wants this like wild dog and be like, ah, I'm so happy to see you. And literally, Jonathan will walk in the room and he'll go. Pick up his head and just go back.
Apparently, you're carrying.
This was by accident. I walked right into that table. And okay. If you see the black on black, you don't even see that table.
Yeah.
And my gun, my piece that I had on right now, this is my holster right here.
This is mine.
Oh, yeah. Which one do you got? The Glocky?
I have my Glock, yes.
I had the gun position. Thank you so much.
Don't worry, we'll share.
I had it positioned right here.
Oh my
gosh. It's empty.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter to me. I don't just
but
yeah,
anyway.
Never point that.
I literally walked right into that table, Megs.
Yeah.
Right into my rib cage.
That's why I like to put my holster right by my bajangles.
You don't have bajangles.
Here's the thing. Bajangles is actually a restaurant in the South. Is anyone from the South watching that can testify?
Yes, Pastor Mike.
Or you know what? Missouri. That it was in Missouri. St. Louis, Bajangles. And I'm not quite sure what they sell, but that's where I like to keep my piece, is by my Bajangles.
Okay, Bojangles is actually a restaurant where they sell biscuits and chicken and stuff.
I like chicken and biscuits.
I would love some chicken and biscuits right now.
Like, but I feel like that's going to be the best place to conceal because it's the most organic place to reach for. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you have it in your back, who wants to do this? Or maybe even in your side, right front and center. Wow, I look rough.
It just depends on what, it's the lighting. Welcome to the horror show that is the lights here.
Cassandra just vouched for it. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is delicious. Thank you, Cassandra. Yes, she just wrote fried chicken.
Yeah, that's cool. So
about Bojangles. Anyway, hashtag not sponsored. Yes, so I like it on my side though.
I don't like that.
You know what the topic we're discussing?
You look like a Steelers fan.
I'm not.
Oh my word!
I'm not.
Wow.
I do live in the Steel City, but I'm not a Pittsburgh fan. So I will.
Well, I mean, a Steelers fan. You are a Penguins fan.
I am a Pens fan. So why don't you say that? Why don't you say that?
It just looks more like Steelers. I feel like you look like a football player.
I'm a Pen fan.
Let's just be honest. You look like a football player in that sweater. I'm just saying. You look really top heavy.
You know,
but
people are listening, right? You know, I can listen to you as well, right?
Okay. So, Cass, thanks for
your mic isn't on mute. I can hear you.
Confirming that, yeah, Bojangles is actually a chicken place. But and it's also my little key word for private part, Bojangles. What were you talking about today?
Read. Can you read?
Are you ready? That doesn't help me at all. Are you ready for the second coming? That's what you're saying. Are you ready? Oh man! Do that again.
Say it again.
One more time. Keep it going. What? All right.
Let me turn that up a bit.
Are you ready for the second coming? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Are you ready for some football? Because you look like a football player.
This gun is right here, and I can load it. I can load it real fast. I'm sorry, guys, that she came on. It was better without her, to be quite honest with you. I don't even know why she's here. Anyway, so as we were discussing, but the interruption came, I told you, I warned y'all from the beginning. You know, this is what's happening. Right now, she's just talking. She just left the set. She just left the set and is talking with the people back there like she owns the place. Lauren, this is my life. This is every day. I get roasted every day. That's why there ain't no pride here. You roast me all you want. There's armor right there. You can't penetrate this. Shoot. You know what? Anyway, so as I was saying, we're talking about, did you listen to the podcast this morning? Or the
broadcast? I heard it was amazing.
No, I'm not asking. I'm not fishing for it. That's an obvious no, I didn't. That was a detour.
Well, absolutely.
You wanted to take
I was. I didn't have
way out
in it
to complain it about.
I was waiting for the Verizon guy to
compliment. Doesn't matter.
And it wasn't the fastest speed too. We were paying for the fastest speed, and it's not.
Whatever. We're not getting into that. Who cares?
Anyways.
So anyway, I'm talking about this morning. I talked about the different seasons in life.
Yes.
So differentiating, deciphering the different seasons in life is super important. Because my dog still is here. He just plops himself down
it's rough.
Anyway, so deciphering the season that you're in is really going to help you in life.
Fact.
Because if you think that you are ready for something that you're not, you have the tendency of stepping into a place where God never wanted you to be.
Okay, example.
Okay. Example. Bible or personal?
Personal.
Okay, personal.
I feel like that's going to help more people. Personal. Go.
When I first got married to Jonathan.
Yeah.
This is something that I was just telling the people. I wanted to be in the Billy Graham network. Like, I thought that was what we were going to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it was like, and then I get married to this dude, and I'm thinking, I already did a year of Bible school.
Right.
And now we got married. So now the union is established in heaven. Hello. And now we're due.
People serve me.
Startup. Yeah. No, legit. I'm like, if anybody has heard Jonathan preach, I'm ready.
Wow. I'm ready. Yeah.
And so I you can get frustrated in that season.
Right.
Of preparation. Right?
No fact.
Because it's supposed to be a preparation time. It's not. It was never meant for you to you know. Arrive and harvest. It wasn't harvest time. It was seed time.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like you show up at these tiny little churches all over the place, and you're thinking like, but where's the crowds of thousands? Like, when is that gonna happen?
Right.
And so if you let it, and I was saying it even about a home. You know, you pray about a house. You pray like, I want this house. Yeah. And it's like if you gave me a house when I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
It would have ruined my life.
No, it's true.
You know, that thing would have collapsed in on itself year three. Because let's be honest, Jonathan can't carry nothing.
No.
He didn't even have a toolbox. What's going to happen if that toilet did break?
Yeah.
And we are owners. What are we going to do? We wouldn't even have had enough money to replace the toilet. Burden.
No,
but the Lord
true.
Knew that.
Yeah.
You know? And so he prepares us. And then, you know, all of those years that you know, materialism really had a hold on
that's
our
huge.
Hearts.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Where it was like, it mattered.
You like wanted, this, it's I so want funny. This. It's like you wanted, when you don't have anything, you want the cars, the bags, the everything, the shoes.
All
and then
it.
The more money you have, the You're more like, you realize that's
I,
not.
I ain't paying $1,000 for that bag. You kidding me? Like that's how you think.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $1,000. I mean, I will. I mean, I have. But I'm just saying, like, it's just a different mindset.
Right.
It was like before, it was like, this is what's going to define me. And I can walk into that place and people are going to notice me because of this awesome Coach bag way overspent. Like, I depleted my entire savings for. Like, nonsense.
It's true.
It broke off of us. And now we're at the place because if we had, you know, if we were to have given that promotion so quickly, if we were to have given that success so quickly, it would have destroyed us.
Yeah.
It would have. You know, we aren't in the same mindset that we were 13 years ago. No way.
No chance.
No way. So it was that season. And you can decipher the seasons, right? Mm-hmm. Because the word of God says that there's seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, mm-hmm. cold and heat.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you decipher which one that season is, if you can see where you're at, then you can just say, all right, I'm here for a moment.
That's exactly right.
I'm here for just this moment here.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
And I was also telling the people from this morning that it was like that even when we, little Rodney went to heaven in May.
Honestly, if this is so important for life, it's so important for life because it really, if you understand seed time and harvest, you know that change is coming quickly. Change comes quickly.
Well, that's what I said. If you were here this morning, you would have added that. But
and you're right. So you never get into an in any area in life where you're like, this is going to be the rut I'm in forever.
Well, see, but some people stay in that place.
No, 100%. And that's why they have no idea about anything about seed time and harvest.
No. And in fact,
and I will say this with Anna, that was a huge
Say that to the new mommies out there. Say that to the new mommies.
To the new mommies out there. The crying all the time, the stuff that really overwhelmed me for the first 3 months. I mean, it was driving me. I wouldn't sleep. I was like, this is my lot in life. I will never have a social life again. I can never go
you don't see anything outside of that.
Drive to the store without this child crying. I mean, it was literally, every single day I thought I'm going to be stuck in this place forever.
Yeah.
And when I look back at it, I'm like, what an idiot. I was so blinded by the circumstance
right.
that I never even allowed myself to enjoy that time that I had with her because it was so fleeting.
Totally.
So now with Isaac, I was able to hone it in. This is very seasonal. I'm not from month to month, it's different.
Yeah. Don't get tunnel vision. There's more to the picture.
And when you realize that it's just a season and it's very quick.
Yes.
You learn to appreciate it and you learn to just kind of clamp down and realize that even if it's a really bad season, you're like, this is going to be over soon.
Yeah. And that's what we're in this process in May and those months or whatever, we kept telling ourselves this is going to be over.
It's good.
It's going to rain.
Working. It's working.
The cloud is full and it's going to rain. It's just having that hope.
Yeah.
Having and knowing that this is cyclical. These seasons they're cycles, yeah. right?
Sure.
So just like you can bank on winter, you could definitely bank that there'll be summer and fall and spring. So it's not staying so in this mentality that you can't see anything outside of that.
Right.
But preparation is so key for that, for the change of season that you're looking for. Because if you don't stay prepared,
time is never wasted,
then it's just going to pass you by, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so for example, I think about Facebook. Now, in this time, it was really we had been traveling and we'd been doing the recordings, right? Not Facebook kind of wasn't around. It was just we were kind of recording to an SD card.
Okay.
And so we just wanted content for TV, right? But we didn't have a TV channel, but we needed the content. So we just knew, we stepped out in faith and we're like, let's start recording. If we want to be on TV, then we need something to record. We need something. So this, in those little steps, you don't see the entire picture.
Sure.
But you're
You can see where the wind is blowing.
Blowing.
Yes.
Yeah. So
this has everything to do with obedience. We were just talking about this with my mentor group. And if you want, so what is it? Are you ready? Is basically another term.
Every time. You like that, Meg?
I didn't like it that time. Mom, I didn't like it. But are you ready is another.
Say it a different way, boo, because you're going to keep doing it.
Is another term for, are you obedient?
Yes.
Ooh. So from now on, I'm just going to say, are you obedient?
Yes.
Because
Because when you see these steps, these little tiny steps of obedience that you think this is why are we doing this? Setting things up and I don't see any benefit. Half of that stuff that I recorded, 90% of the stuff that I recorded is unusable.
Fact?
Yeah.
Fact.
Because I would get people on camera, a 12-year-old that would fall asleep. And it's like for 30 minutes, he wasn't even on the screen.
It was super
bad. So it was just, it's a work, right? It's a process. And, but it gave way to a TV
then
Facebook, then CTN contacted us, and everything that we do, it's funny. Like we always feel, we always like, there's always like a stirring, like a buzz, right? So there's like a season of maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we use what we have and let's go. We'll maintain what we got. But then there's just like little tiny trickles, like difference. And it's like, like knowing where that wind is coming from,
sure,
and preparing yourself for it. So it might even be, it might even take the form of, we need new equipment.
Yeah.
We got to get new equipment. This is what we need. We got to clean out house. And then all of a sudden, something happens. Something happens. Something happens. And you're like, this is what we were, we didn't know it, but this is what we were waiting
preparing for.
This is what we've been preparing for.
That can really speak to basically any area of our lives. Because even for me personally, when I was at CIC, right, and we started taking shifts in, you know, just helps. So media, working the media department, we did everything from editing video to lights to, and then you're like
cleaning.
You're seemingly feeling like this isn't what I'm called to do. Although
no way.
Then it was like, yeah, cleaning. Then it was like working the front desk. Then it was, you know, just like it, painting.
Yeah,
all of these, and then before you know it, you're like a pretty darn well-rounded person.
It's like Mr. Miyagi, the wax on, wax off thing.
I don't know what that reference is about.
What are you talking about? Are you joking me?
No,
Mr. Miyagi, wax on. He tells the kid, what's his name?
Karate Kid.
Daniel.
Daniel's son.
He tells him, no, you got to do this, and he's like, what is this? How is this gonna help me train for my fight? Wax on, wax off. And all of a sudden he's like, okay, let me show you a thing or two. And then he goes, you know?
Oh, I never even knew that was like the reference. I just was like, wow, he's really into like his turtle wax, like with the waxing of the car. Was it he was waxing a car, correct?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Clearly has no idea. I mean, just one of the best movies ever created.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'll fight you for that.
But then I even think about you when the Lord said, hey, open up a blog. And you were like, ugh, I think blogs are so weird. And then the blogs led into
the Vidotionals.
The Vidotionals, which led into the Mighty series, which led into like
all of these things. The confidence to write. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't.
Which then ended up being pulpit ministry, which then opened up. To do a broadcast.
Yeah, for real.
It all matters.
And so I think that, are you ready?
That was delayed too.
It was super delayed. It's just another word for are you being obedient? Because, you know, these steps are going to be like so influential in your future.
And it's recognizing that there's opportunity in every season.
Right.
Right?
For sure.
So it's like, okay, so maybe it's a night. Maybe it's the night and you aren't discovered yet. Now, so recognize that, okay, it's not my time to be discovered.
Right.
It's my time to hide in secret, right, with the Lord.
Sure.
Get in communion with him. See what he's speaking. See what he's telling me to do. You know, so many people are so frustrated with their life because they don't get this concept. It's like, I want to be in full-time ministry, but I'm not.
Right.
And it's like, it's not your season.
No.
And you better make sure that you know it's that season, because some people aren't even called to ministry.
Sure.
And they're trying to do something that they never were prepared to do or intended or God never called them to do.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But be ready for that opportunity. You can't go knocking on opportunity's door. And not be prepared to answer for it,
yeah,
or not be ready to meet that opportunity.
Sure.
You know, and that's too many people are doing that. Too many people are saying like, I want this and I want that. But if the opportunity arose, would you be prepared? Mm-hmm. The answer is no. You would not be prepared. If your boo-boo came knocking right now and said, Hey, baby.
Right.
Would you be ready to take care of a family? Would you be ready to take care of her? Would you be ready to pay bills and pay cars and insurance and all this kind of stuff? Would you be ready? Or are you like, would be like, this would be the rockiest relationship, you know, for the next 6 years?
I know.
You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. Proverbs 24:27 says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. Prepare your work outside. You know, I'm even taken to Noah. Just popped right into my head.
Right.
Had he delayed in being obedient to the word of God,
he would have drowned.
It didn't take him no 30 days to get that thing done.
No, sir.
It took him years.
How many years?
Years.
I don't even know how many years.
Lots of years.
A lot of years
to make that.
A lot of thems. People were like, you Looney Tunes.
Let's get our third broadcast person. Let me see here. Hey, Siri, how long did it take Noah to build the ark?
According to ThoughtCo.com, the whole time Noah and his family labored constantly to build the ark, 120 years, Noah also preached a message of repentance.
Thank you, Siri. Also, she's just going to be a co-host from here on out. I think she's more beneficial than some people. Anyway, 120 years. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine building that thing and being made fun of? He's in the middle of the desert, y'all. middle of the desert. And people are making fun of him. And he's out there preaching too, saying like, y'all need to get ready. I'm building this ark because God is sending his wrath, or, you know, it's going to rain. He's sounding that bell. He's like, wake up, everybody. You need to stay prepared. You need to be prepared. There's a flood that's coming. And they're like, you are such an idiot. Noah, you're such an idiot. He's building a freaking boat in the middle of the desert. What an idiot. But when that first drop of rain started coming, he wasn't too much of an idiot then, was he? No. But if he would have delayed, he would have missed out on the opportunity.
120 years.
Yeah. 120 years. That was a big old boat.
What was that verse again? Chrissy Delgado wants to know. And then you build a house. Establish your...
Proverbs 24:27. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field.
Prep work.
And after that, you build your home.
It's like painting a house.
Get ready. Build your house.
Most of the work in painting is prep work.
Absolutely.
If you try to slap on some paint on some siding that's all crusty and jacked up, it's just going to look like a crusty, jacked up house that's been
freshly painted.
Painted.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take your time,
yeah,
and you take that scraper, yeah, put it to work. Maybe if you're
got to sand it a
lazy,
little bit.
You take that power washer and just go to town.
And all the painters are laughing.
Seriously. And then you take that sandpaper, you patch in any of the holes, and then this, and then all of a sudden, wow, what a beautiful house. It's all in the prep work.
The effort matters.
100%.
The effort matters. And it's what you do in the secret that is going to be brought out to the light, that's good it. Or bad. Isn't that true?
That's a fact.
So some people are despising their nighttime when it's preparing them for the day.
It's preparing them. You're going to
come on, somebody. Yes. So what are you doing? Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Let's talk about your inheritance for a minute. You know, your inheritance, with that inheritance that so many people want, you know, that is confined to time, a season. When someone says, I'm going to give you an inheritance, well, something has to die in order for you to receive that inheritance. Mm-hmm. So even lots of people want to talk about, it's my inheritance. And a season has to come to a close in order for you to receive that inheritance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't want to put the groundwork in for that inheritance. You know who gets the inheritance? The sons of God. The children of God.
Yes, that's it.
And so not anybody can just inherit that.
Nope.
You need to be a son of God. What is a son? A son knows the voice of his father, spends time in the house of the father.
Well,
spends
time. Born of the father. Well,
huh?
Born of the father.
Born of the father.
That's.
Yeah.
Period.
You know? The son loves the father, and in loving you sow, right? Because I haven't gone a year without blessing my parents because I love them.
Right.
That's a natural thing.
Sure.
That's an easy concept to figure out, you know? And if there was an inheritance there, I would receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Get a little sticky, but in the natural. Inside joke.
I picked that up. If there was,
you know,
Well, we will leave inheritance.
Yes, but, no, yeah. And it's for, but the inheritance connotes a time, a period of time. And so are you even ready? Because lots of people will even say, you can't get that inheritance until you are 40 years old. Why? Because I know if you get that money before that, it'll destroy your life. You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Fact.
So there's Fact. There's inheritances and there's clauses in that, in the will, that says you can't even, you
we
can't
used
even
to draft
touch
up
this.
Stuff like that, wills, living wills, you know, and all that kind of stuff, where it was like, this person will get this upon them turning 51 years old.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Little, no, yeah. Yeah.
They knew. Like, they know. This Graham is, and Gramps, they
can't
know.
Do it.
They were like, mm-mm.
She's not, she can't,
be trusted.
Can't, nope, can't, they can't handle that.
Yeah, it's true.
So, you know, moving on the obedience of God is moving because you hear his voice, because that's your father.
Right.
And when you obey, there's always
it's
a blessing when you move in that direction.
And when the Lord tells you to do something, it's not for you to bless him. It's ultimately an outlet for you to be blessed.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't so that I think our, a lot of times God. People are like, that's so much pressure, God. They hear God so heavy on their hearts. Like, this is what I'm meant to be. I heard that the Lord wanted me to go into full-time ministry.
Who say that?
The Lord wanted me to do X, Y, Z. And then it's like, you think about seven different reasons why you can't pull the trigger. And you almost get this attitude like, I mean, you're just asking so much of me. Like, you want me to leave my entire family and this. And he never asks you to do anything that's not in your benefit.
Well, as I made mention that this morning, when the prophet was told to go to the widow, what happened? The brook dried up. Shortly after,
go
it
to
wasn't
the land of there.
Go to the land of there, where the abundance is, where the blessing is going to be,
there.
Where I can sustain you.
Go there, yeah.
But if he said, no, I like when the ravens feed me, and I like this little brook that I got going here. Nobody knows about this brook, Lord. So I'm just going to sit pretty. He would have, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
How long of a walk was it from, let me. Just,
yeah,
you know what?
She doesn't know anything.
It's because she can't read my mind.
Chach.
That's funny. Because I don't allow hurting.
No,
I do allow healing.
I don't allow lying. David Ingles.
I don't allow cheese stealing,
but I do allow loving.
Just in God's covenant. David Ingles, man, what a man of God. He has some powerful stuff on his music, and it's like all like, oh, it's so like folky and this, that, and the other. And then he slaps you with some theology that's like sound saying.
Do we know where Elijah was, the land that he was at? Kereth Brook. Wow, Magali. How far away is the Kereth Brook from the land of Zarephath?
Kereth Brook, Australia is about 10,081 miles away.
That's a long walk. He took a long walk.
And she called it Zarephath.
And he was sustained.
Anyways, it was a long walk. But the whole point in this is, had he not moved when the Lord told him to move, there would have been problems. There would have been major problems. Major. Look it up, Max.
I will.
Look it up. If somebody can look that up, that'd be great. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. There's a little important word there.
85 miles.
85 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Walking?
Well, I mean, he wasn't in a Jetta.
How How long exactly?
I mean, think about 20 miles is from Framingham to Boston. That's like
how long would it take to walk 85 miles?
Getting walking directions to 85 Miles Avenue, Ingram.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay. So like how what's the average?
You know what? Just get to the point. I'll do this. I got this. I got you.
Norm or average or expected value.
Thank you.
The word average has 11 other definitions.
We're good. We don't need that. Anyway, so the key phrase there is complete patience and teaching. Complete patience. Preach the word. Be ready. There it is again. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Here's the amplified. Preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right and even when it's not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior, warn those who sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity. Say, that's me.
That's me.
With inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. Now we're stepping into a different kind of dimension there. Inexhaustible patience. Well, I don't know when this is going to happen, and I don't know when I'm going to be discovered. And inexhaustible patience. That's what's required of you. But preparation, it's key. It's a key element in order for you to move into a new season. Are you ready?
26 hours.
26 hours.
26 hours.
So that would be like a 3 days journey.
1 day. 26 hours.
You're not walking 26 hours in one shot.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
It would be a 3 days journey.
So Fairmont, West Virginia is 80 miles away. Fairmont.
I'm sorry. No, that would be like a week's journey for me. Maybe more. Fairmont. Think about the mountain ranges. There's not plowed like roads back in the day. No, so it could have been a lot lengthier. You got to climb up mountains.
Well.
And you had sandals.
And wild animals.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That just puts it all into perspective, doesn't it? Not doing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me for this time.
That's why it's important.
In Jesus' name.
Preparation.
So you need to do it. You need to prepare yourself to step on out of that season, then recognize it.
Recognize the season.
And prepare.
Yeah.
Prepare for your future.
That's it.
Plan for your future.
Amen.
I was just reading Proverbs this morning. Planning. I'm just gonna look it up.
I'm typing and nothing's going in.
Planning is so important. It's and
you I know plan. You really want to. I'm just saying. I like get so triggered with. You need to have a plan.
You do.
You're never gonna get out of the mess you're in until you get a plan. Maybe you're not in a mess. Maybe you're just mediocre. Still, get a plan.
So you really do. You need to plan out where you're headed and then be ready for that season.
Yes.
Don't complain about it. Don't bicker about it. Stay ready. Stay prepared.
Are you ready?
Does Teddy know that we're using this clip?
No, I don't think so.
No way!
No, see?
Do it again. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Wow, that's
I can't find it. Where is it? Whatever.
Ready? What did you say?
the scripture. I mean, are we doing a podcast still, or are you doing your own thing?
Yeah, no, I'm doing my own thing.
Anyway, the scripture, I can't find it because I just don't have my Bible right here. But it says something along the line of God will bless the plan that you make, and in fact, it will avoid you from taking the wrong step. It actually takes care of the anxiety, right? It cuts off the anxiety because you're planning to succeed.
Right.
So in that planning, you need to be prepared. That's what this is all about. I'm gonna look for it. Okay? And then I'll get back to you, maybe tomorrow. But right now it's not. I don't want to have to read the whole thing, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Okay? But you need to be ready. You need to plan where you're headed. Plan it out. Envision yourself. You can't, if you're stuck, then what are you doing right now to prepare yourself to become better, to learn from that place? Maybe you need to learn from wherever it is that you're at. Stay ready, folks. Is it in the beginning of Proverbs? Because it was like Proverbs. This computer is not even working. It just.
Look at this right here.
Okay, tell
Proverbs
me.
Proverbs right there.
Tell me.
Any enterprise.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not it. That was too.
Be blessed.
That was too far in. I wasn't going at 24. It was way before that.
But that's fine. Read it anyway.
It says any enterprise is built by wise planning. Becomes strong through common sense and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. This is so important. I hope you're getting something today, because I'm being blessed by it. And I just took a couple of seconds here, a few minutes just to study what the word of God has to say. Look it. I don't know what scripture this is, but I printed it out anyway. It's on my computer. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us all? For us or for all? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will set him over all of his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, my master's delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he doesn't expect him and at an hour he doesn't know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And the servant who knew his master's will, but didn't get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. That's in the Bible.
I know.
That and the servant who knew his master's will, but didn't get ready or act according to his will, Mags, mm-hmm. will receive a severe beating. You're going to get beat.
Wow.
That's a word.
That's great.
But the one who didn't know and did what deserves and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they've entrusted much, they will demand more.
Mm. Well then.
Mm. Hey.
What's the point of that Bible verse though? I got lost.
Stay ready. We're talking about stay ready.
Yes, yes. I just basically highlighted the fact that everybody was getting a beating at the end. But yeah, but they're getting a beating because they didn't stay ready.
Well, they knew the will. So see, it's a different. You get a hard beating.
You're going to get a whooping.
Yeah, actually, it even says it before that, that the one that the master, okay, that convinced himself that
my master's delayed
in coming, beat the servants.
Starts beating his help.
Start getting, drinking and getting drunk. What is that? Abusive power.
Wild behavior.
Abusive power and working, sleeping and indulging instead of working. To that person, he's going to cut you up.
No, but it's true. That's what it says.
He'll cut him up into pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And the servant who knew his master's will but didn't get ready or act according to his will will receive a severe beating. But the one who didn't know will get a light beating. So make no mistake about it. Even if you didn't know, that's not an excuse not to do it.
It's going to be ouchy still, though.
You're going to feel it. You're going to feel the impact of your disobedience.
Well, then.
So just don't do it. Just live ready. And not only with your soul, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm talking to you two who just haphazardly like came on. Okay, I'm talking to you. That you're like, oh, you got to listen to this message. Ha, ha, ha. And you don't even know why you're listening. And you're like, I don't really serve the Lord. I'm living with my boyfriend. I'm living with my girlfriend. Live ready. Be ready because it's soon. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, he is.
And he's not going to be waiting until you find another place and break up with your boyfriend. He's not going
to
be waiting
around
for that.
There's no time to, like today, there's no time to start that book up. There's no better time to, you know, start the process for your 501c3 or maybe getting your business incorporated or whatever the case. There is no time.
There's no time like the present.
Like the present.
There's no time like the present. So that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I love you. If you want to partner with this ministry, I'm talking to our podcast, YouTube people, Facebook, wherever you're at. If you want to partner with this ministry, I do it. I encourage you to do so. I encourage you to do it. If this podcast has been a blessing, share it. Share it. And like and subscribe or whatever you have to do.
Subscribe.
Okay. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Get ready. That opportunity is going to come a knock and it's not waiting for anybody. You got to be ready. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Have a good afternoon. Love you.
Hey, this is Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, or if you're listening to my wife's, thank you on her behalf. If you want to be more than just a casual listener and stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, go to revivaltoday.com and click Give Now and be a part of the 1,000 monthly partners that we're believing for. I have a special gift that I'll send to you today, and I'll say thank you in advance. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.